I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. China's clamping down on legal churches, insisting congregations include more communist ideology in their liturgy. Eric Berkland from China Partner says the push is part of a larger movement to infiltrate communist thought across all of China. And yet, cracks are evident in the CCP's foundation.
When you're trying to control a population of 1.4 billion, that gets very complicated.
Reports indicate members of the Religious Affairs Bureau are nervous.
Because they don't understand, or they don't know really, well, what if I don't really enforce it properly? What happens to me then?
Meanwhile, the Church of China stands on a different foundation.
Jesus did say, I will build my church. And this is how we can pray for the Chinese church, is we need to remember that he will build it, no matter what comes against it.
More prayer points at missionnews.org. Next, a concerning statistic that every Christian should know.
65,000 people every single day going into a Christless eternity, not because they're Hindu, Buddhist, or Muslim, but because they will never have a single opportunity to hear of Jesus.
Greg Kelly from Unknown Nation says that people in this category are known as unreached people groups. The International Day for the Unreached highlights their plight on Pentecost Sunday. Unreached people groups have no access to the Bible, and there are no believers among them.
By definition, outside assistance is needed. And obviously, it starts with prayer. Before Jesus said, go, he said, the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest.
A third of the world's population is still waiting to hear the gospel. Help us spread the word by sharing this story on your social media. We'll show you how at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.